T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We guessed it, you guessed it, and I reacted to it by revealing some information. If you missed it yesterday at 3:30, here's how it sounded. Hold on. This is the clip of us from yesterday. Here's how it sounded. Some tool put toilet paper in the urinal at work. You shake it, dummy. You don't pat it dry. Was that Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Sean Morash, or Tiki Barber?
That definitely wasn't me.
You know for sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to say that was Al Dukes.
Romo, you suck.
Yes. You got it right.
I'm getting good.
And here's the best part about this. When Al tweeted, some tool put toilet paper in the urinal at work, I felt so bad because it was me. I revealed that it was me. I wanted to be honest about it. This morning, this little piece of audio was played on the morning show.
Yeah.
And they reacted by saying this.
Their take on that is who cleans it up, not that he's patting his penis dry with toilet paper after peeing in a urinal. What?
He is strange, man.
I have never... How could they be like, oh, who do you think cleans that up? That's the take? I've never in my 41 years on this planet heard of a man take a piece of toilet paper and pat his penis dry.
Now, they were reacting to the fact that Sean reacting to me admitting this was, oh, my God, who cleans it up? Not simply asking, hey, Evan, why do you do that at the urinal?
Yes, why do you do that?
So before I explain myself, Sean needs to explain himself because this is the one area I agree with Giannotti. Everything else he's wrong, I'll explain. G brings up a great point.
Right.
How is your takeaway the throwing out and not the act of what I was doing?
I will maintain that I still think you throwing out toilet paper into the urinal where it cannot flush and somebody has to pick it out is very disgusting and a problem that somebody has to do.
I mean, you know how toilet paper works, right?
It disintegrates after a while.
So eventually it would go away.
I didn't think of it that way.
Right, but go ahead.
The reason that I did not challenge Evan on, to quote Gio, patting his penis was because when Evan said it in real time, I looked over at my idol Tiki Barber and I thought to myself, am I the wrong one? Am I the weird one that I don't clean off the tip of my you-know-what with toilet paper, and therefore am I actually disgusting? And if I challenged you on that, and I've been through many of these moments in radio in my career where I say something and immediately I realize I'm weird and I'm off.
Right.
My fear was the entire metropolitan area was going to think I had a dirty penis.
Wow. Okay. So you were afraid that this was a normal activity.
Yeah, I was afraid that you were the normal one, and I was like, oh my God, don't say that. I think you need to go recheck. Is this a normal thing?
Interesting.
So I apologize. Turns out I was right. My instincts were actually right. Well, I am normal. Right.
Okay. You may be normal. And first of all, Tiki, you don't pad?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
You're a shaker.
Shaker. That's what you're supposed to do.
I want to explain myself. And I'm actually very confident that if you're open-minded and you listen to what I have to say, you're going to say that makes sense. I do believe that. Mm-hmm. First of all, I do not do this anymore. Okay. I want to address that. This is something I did for about 4 years of my life. It was a phase. About a 4 year phase, and I'll tell you how it started.
I was going to say, before this thing gets started,
I'll tell you exactly. Before I met my lovely wife, I dated an awful lot. I was out there dating, looking for the love of my life. And usually you drink. And every time I would go to the restroom on one of these dates, liquid would get on my pants. Because as much as you shake, every man knows you never shake 100%.
Right.
You never do.
The tip.
You never do.
You don't get it all out.
You don't. unless you're there for a minute and then you're a freak. You know what I mean? So that's an issue that men have that no one wants to talk about. We don't admit this, but it's true. You'll know it's true. You never, ever are able to go back and not have any little bit of liquid get on your boxers or underwear, or in my case, bicycle shorts. So it bothered me because one day I was on a date and I felt so uncomfortable afterwards. It's like, man, I basically got pee on me. This is horrible. And I didn't like it. So again, part one, we all know this is true. We all do, whether we want to admit it or not. We all know this is true. Tiki, am I right?
No, you're right, but...
Oh, I'm right. Okay.
True to an extent. You're making it seem like you have a power washer in your pants.
I know.
All I'm saying is it bothered me. I actually care about germs. I don't want urine on my underwear or on my boxers.
It's just bacteria, and it's your bacteria.
Okay, I still don't want it, bro. Mm. Okay, so that's number one. So one night when I was out, I realized, why don't I just wipe it? Like, why don't I just pat it? Like, why... And it worked, and it was beautiful to the point where, and I was doing a show with Beningo at the time, so it just didn't fit our show as much. Maybe if I was with you or Craig, it's different. Right? I actually came up with a brilliant idea that they should put little pads at a urinal so that guys, if they want, can actually not have to deal with this issue of there being wetness. So I did this for a while, like for a long time. Now, most of the time, I wouldn't go to a urinal. I would just go into the bathroom. CeeLo brought this up this morning. He's right, because it's not convenient at a urinal. There's no paper. Yes. So when you go into the bathroom and you go into a stall and there's obviously toilet paper, it's very easy.
Right, and you can do it privately.
And that's the way...
Stalls are private. No one knows that you're petting your
100%. Penis. And that's the way I would do it, by the way. Completely private, Tiki. I wouldn't want people noticing that I was doing
this. Until one day you got stuck and there was it was occupied and you had to use the urinal.
Bingo. Hmm. No, you nailed it. So here at WFAN on that date in 2016, it was one of those rare days where I had to use the urinal. So I did... And I still wanted to pet it. So
that's daddy.
But you didn't have toilet paper?
No, I went to get, actually it wasn't even toilet paper. I feel worse. It was a paper towel.
Right. That's why it's bad. That's why Al Dukes responded, because it's paper towel. A paper towel, unlike toilet paper, is not thin enough to break down.
Well,
right?
Forget that aspect
of it. I'm just being honest with you. Paper towel will sit there for until someone takes it out.
I feel
so
bad
Sean's
about
Sean's question
that.
Is legitimate.
I feel bad
right?
about
Who
that.
Who cleans that up?
But do you
because
at least...
you're reaching in and pull it out like urinated on paper
now,
towel?
To be fair, let's not pretend Odyssey has brawny out there. I would argue that breaks down too.
Do you at least... I admit I shouldn't have done it. Mm. I admit I don't do it anymore. I don't. I haven't done it in years. My wife joked with me because we talked about it this morning that maybe I don't do it because I care less now because I'm married with kids.
Right.
I hope that's not the case. But do you at least understand... Why and the thought process behind padding?
I guess somewhat, but not really.
Okay, I guess somewhat, but not really. Sean?
I do understand it.
Thank you.
Don't think you're not genius for it. And I think that should be open for anybody to either wiggle it or pad it.
It's never going to become a trend.
It won't become a trend, but I also don't think it's like the most absurd thing in the world.
Well, that's why, like...
I think it's disgusting to throw it in the urinal, but I don't think it's absurd.
Take that away for now, because obviously I shouldn't have done that. I admit that. But guys, like if we're being honest with ourselves, if we're just being like honest, dude, when you go to a urinal, like you never completely clean it.
But that's it, Evan.
It's impossible. There's always another drip left. So you could sit there and shake all day.
Right.
But if you shake all day, you're a freak. If you sit there shaking for a minute and a half, they're going to think you're doing something else.
Men at their core are disgusting. We are Neanderthals. And every step of the way, whether it's men starting to get pedicures, which I do, or we have to abide by the toilet seat rules when we get married, the one place...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We could still be men as a urinal. It only exists for us. We stand there, and that's where we could be our dirtiest selves. Mm. We're not going to wash. We're not going to pad. We're not going to do any of that. And I think that's why.
All right, Loogie.
So in a public bathroom, at least the way it's constructed here, the paper towel, it sits there for the next person to grab it. So it's essentially taking in all that's going on in the bathroom. You put that on the most prized possession a male has. At any point did you think, you know what, maybe if I have a little whatever on my pants, that's worth it over putting that on my top of
Isn't
my whatever.
The same thing with toilet paper?
No, because that part is not the most prized possession. I will take. If we're doing a Cinco de Fivo, the part you padded, I rank higher than the other end.
Honestly, I didn't think about it that way. Okay. It's a somewhat valid point, but do you at least understand the aspect that as men, we are men, that when you go to a urinal and you shake it, it's not 100% effective?
So I don't shake or pad.
What the hell do you do?
I just go. Air dry.
What?
I air dry. It's going to dry in a cup. What are you talking about? You put your shirt over it, nobody sees it?
You're going to have liquid all over your pants.
I pride myself on being in and out of the bathroom. I don't want to be in there for 15 minutes.
What kind of underwear are you guys wearing?
Well, not regular boxers.
What kind of underwear? Evan thinks we're like leaking cows with udders and milk here. You don't just continue to leak after you.
No, but there's a little spillage.
There's spillage. Right. But you're admitting there's spillage.
I'm admitting there was some spillage.
And you don't have a problem with that? You don't find that disturbing?
No, I don't find it disturbing, no. Okay. I just thought it air dry.
I respectfully disagree with you and Tiki because Tiki said, oh, it's just urine. It's no big deal. I don't want that on my body or on my underwear. Like, I'm sorry. I don't. So what I was doing, and by the way, I don't even do this anymore, but maybe I should start again. Because quite frankly, it's disgusting. I think the rest of you are pigs, quite frankly, because you don't even care. You just let the spillage occur all over your pants. How is that, like, how does that make sense? I'm the weird one. No. I'm not the weird one. I'm the clean one. That's the difference. I'm the clean one.
It's very hard hearing you say you're not weird and you're the clean one with that blue and orange beard.
That is true. If you're just tuning in, I haven't even mentioned it yet. My beard color today is half orange and half blue. I have a major issue with the WFAN Twitter account that claimed I was wearing this in honor of OG Anunoby and the New York Knicks. Oh. That is not true.
Big destruction last night.
That was a great win for them. No issues with them. I'm not taking any shots, but I'm doing this for the Mets and for my sons. Both Jet and Spence, my two beautiful sons, wanted orange and blue for the Mets. They wanted Daddy to look like a mascot. So I did it for them. With that said, I'm not weird. Like, I got to be honest with you. Maybe I'm weird now because I don't do it, but back in the day, and it started with dating and it ended once I got married, which I guess is a weird coincidence, I was cleaner because I didn't want to walk around with like liquid on my pants. You guys are pigs, quite frankly.
I know, but you have to at least admit that it is a little bit of a dainty thing to do that in a bathroom with a paper towel at a urinal.
Here's
at
least the difference,
but I assume that it's quick.
It's quicker than shaking. It's quicker than shaking. And let me make something very, very clear to you. And I think this conversation has proven that. I think my beard has proven this. Mm. I don't give a rat's ass what someone else thinks.
True.
It's the bottom line.
That is clear.
I live life that way.
Toilet paper in a urinal.
Excuse me?
Except for when you leave toilet paper.
I felt bad that was disrespectful to whoever was cleaning up. So I apologize for that. But when it comes to my own habits or the way I live life, I don't care. I score games, and I wrote a book about it. I made a promise with a beard, and to get out of it, I'm coloring it every day. I don't give a rat's ass what you think. And yes, I don't want urine dripping down my underwear for a good 4 years of my life, and I'll admit the reasons why, and I don't give a rat's ass. So, Loogie, I do love you. My one piece of advice for you as you continue as a grown man, stop caring what other people think. Mm-hmm. Stop conforming to what people tell you is right. Do what you know is right. Padding was right.
Evan, when I think about stuff I'm doing with that thing, I don't ever think about padding. Not once in my life did I ever say, you know what? I should pad it. I'm not saying you're totally wrong. In fact, I can meet you halfway. Maybe I'll do it in my house. Just in a public bathroom, the amount of disgusting stuff that's in there, I want to be in and out. I don't want to touch anything other than just like washing my hands and getting the hell out of there. That's my take. And you've treated the public bathrooms here like that. You're basically your private bathroom. You took baths in the sink. You're sitting there patting your penis in front of everybody. And then you take the paper towel and put it in the urinal. You don't own...
You can't even get through it.
Because you're just gross, dude.
It's not gross.
And I'm gross, too. We're all gross. But you just take it to another art form. You're the Michael Jordan of gross.
No. I'm clean. You're gross. You air dry after going to the urinal.
I have done that. Gross. I've done the blow dryer, by the way, when I've had a spot, if I have a date or something.
Teak, after this whole discussion. The gross one is Loogie, correct?
I guess it's everybody.
Bro, I let it rip.
What about you? You're not gross, Dave?
I don't care about germs. I have a strong immune system.
Wait a second. You're the gross one.
I'm not worried about it.
You don't care about germs.
When my wife had COVID, we slept together. It's all good.
That's different. That's called, you know.
I'm not concerned.
That's called, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Horny. That's what that's called.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.